we will give you a beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan free of charge.
Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN, and it's Friday night, 10 o'clock. It's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Yeah. Gadlin is the brain behind the successful local business I Want to Draw a Cat For You.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. But before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's given us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence he needs to pitch it to Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan, my friend.
Thank you, Justin. I'm happy to be here.
Great to have you here. Of course, the number 312-981-7200. And, you know, I'm excited because, you know, we moved this segment to a once-a-month thing, so I feel the anticipation. More people saying, when's Steve going to be back on? I want to hear his next idea. They're excited.
You know, what I tell you, too, it allows these ideas to really percolate in my mind. And when an idea percolates, you really, you know, it by the time I bring it to you and your listeners, these are refined ideas.
All right.
So it's really useless to criticize them.
Yeah, no, well, we'll see about that. Mm-hmm. Again, 312-981-7200. All right, Steve, why don't you start it off tonight? What is your idea for this week's frying pan?
All right, so here we go. Justin, college season is upon us. College graduation season. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of young men and women will be graduating trying to enter the workforce. Now, one of the things that happens when you go to a job interview is you get that first impression where you get to shake the hand of the person who's interviewing you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I tell you, a lot of the millennials these days just really fail at that initial moment. That first moment to make an impression, that firm handshake is sort of a thing of the past. So what I've invented is a device called a better handshake.
Okay.
Maybe even the better handshake.
Let's call it the better handshake.
Yeah. So it's sort of a metal prosthetic that fits on the outside of your hand. And what you can do is through a knob attached near your shoulder area, you can adjust the pounds per square inch. And then when you go to shake somebody's hand, there's a sensor that can tell you're gripping another human being's hand. And then based on what setting you put it to, it will make sure you squeeze at the appropriate pounds per square inch. So the PSI really goes, tss, you get that nice noise, and it makes sure you give a firm, solid handshake built specifically to whatever specification you turn it, tune it to in the dial. It goes from 0 to 50 pounds per square inch for a handshake.
That's good because there's obviously a lot of issue around sort of the fish-like handshake or
well, yeah. And that first impression is a first impression. You only get one chance to make it, as they say so often in commercials. And what happens here is it gives you the confidence to know you're going to give a scientifically measured firm handshake the first time you meet that interviewer. And this is, you know, I push this for interviews because I know that first handshake is so important. But really, this can be used
for
any social situation.
Right.
Yeah, it's great. You buy it once, you attach it to your arm, and again, you've got that dial to adjust. And you can shake hands without any fear, without even a second thought.
I have questions, mm-hmm. but, you know, as a routine here on the frying pan, I let the listeners take the lead. 312-981-7200. The phones are already lighting up here. Right. I like this idea. I do. I think that that's something that you've heard more often than not, that people kind of screw up the handshake. They go too long. They go too strong.
Yeah.
They go too limp, which is a huge problem. I mean, it really does sort of can mess up a first impression. So there is something here for that.
You know, as Ron Popeil, a famous and very successful salesman, used to say, set it and forget it. And that's the same with the better handshake. You set it once using a knob near your shoulder area. How many PSI do you want? You set it. And hey, if that ends up to be too soft or too firm, you can always adjust it for next time. But the idea is you find your perfect handshake pounds per square inch. Set it once. You never have to worry about it again.
All right. Some stuff coming in. 312-981-7200. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break, get everything squared away, and we will start the process of really giving feedback and poking holes in this thing. The better handshake. Tonight's invention idea from Steve Gadlin here on the frying pan on the download. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
We will give you beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan, free of charge.
Frying Pan here on the download, 312-981-7200. Steve Gadlin, of course, the inventor of iwantodrawacatforyou.com. He won on Shark Tank. He now has a development deal where he brings new ideas to Mark Cuban. Before he brings those ideas to Mark, he brings them here to the Download Nation to sort of let us poke holes. Tonight, the Better Handshake. Steve Gadlin.
Yeah, the Better Handshake is a hand support prosthetic that a metal fitting goes over the outside of your hand. And, of course, it's got a tunable PSI. Actually, it's Bluetooth connected, so you can set that PSI on your phone if the shoulder dial's a little too inconvenient. You can be discreet. But what it does is it delivers a predictable amount of firmness with your handshake. It makes your hand squeeze the hand you're holding. It'll detect you're holding another hand, and then it will compress around your hand to squeeze. Anyway, it gives you the perfect firmness for handshake that you set it and forget it. You never have to worry about a fish floppy handshake
right,
again.
Right. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to the phones to start. Let's go with Joe. Joe, yay or nay on the Better Handshake?
Well, thank you very much. I have a question for Steve before I go yay or nay.
Sure.
I'm curious whether science tells us that there's an optimal PSI for a handshake, and if so, what is that PSI?
That's a great question, Joe. Of course, science does tell us in that science, the science of experimentation tells us. So one thing we've learned is that it's somewhere between 0 and 50 pounds per square inch. Now, we'll tell you, though, the best PSI for some people can actually break bones in other people. So you want to make sure that you are applying the appropriate number. You know, if someone's wiry, a smaller fella or a woman, you'll want to tone that down to maybe 2 to 4 PSI. When you get up to 50 PSI, you're talking about a beefy hand, someone like George the Animal Steel.
Someone, a wrestler, who has
or Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, like muscular hands.
Muscular, large hands you don't want to break somebody's hand when you shake it. So you can go too soft, you can go too hard, but experimentation will find an answer for you.
Very good. Is there a way I can measure my existing PSI?
Oh, sure. There are plenty of devices. I think if you go to Walgreens and go to the pharmacy, they'll measure your hand PSI.
By the diabetes machine.
Yeah, right. You can get a flu shot, check your blood sugar, check your hand PSI.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
all right, thank
you.
Thanks, Joe. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Terry. Terry, yay or nay on the Better Handshake?
No. Not from the get-go. As I said before, it's part of the process. The handshake is the beginning of the interview and or the end of the interview. And really what encourages its accuracy is, what went on, what's going on in that whole dialogue. So I don't think it's honest. Because it's not a confident handshake, because the confidence is built out of the context of the
Saying that it's cheating by having a firmer handshake if you don't really have a firmer handshake.
Yeah, it's you're faking it.
Right. That's a good point, Terry.
Well, I tell you, a real mantra that millennials live by these days is you fake it till you make it. And if you don't have the confidence to deliver a powerful handshake at the beginning or the end of an interview, there's nothing wrong with attaching a shiny metal hand prosthetic, which fits discreetly over your sleeve, and, to deliver a predictable, firm handshake. It's one less variable, let's say. And to say that it's not the most important part of the interview, I disagree, because I've never been able to recover from a sloppy handshake at the top. Hmm. You think about it the entire job interview, and you're really unable to deliver positive answers to questions.
There are a lot of questions I have about the actual apparatus.
Sure.
I'm just giving ideas, because like I said, part of the fun part about the frying pan is that the listeners take the lead. I'm just sort of keeping the trains on time, running on time. 262. Another great idea, Steve. The only one drawback I see is that if you forget to take the device off and you use the men's room, I could see it probably causing serious damage to oneself.
Well, I tell you, you can't forget to take the device off, because the device doesn't come off easily. We actually, we want to put the controls in your shoulder, and we want to keep this thing on your hand. If this thing falls off in the middle of a handshake, well, that's not fun. So it's semi-permanently attached. You do need to return to one of our service centers to have it removed from your arm. This is the kind of thing you're going to wear 24/7. And you know what? There was a funny joke about how it might work in the restroom. But again, remember, you can dial down that PSI all the way to 0 so that it doesn't do anything.
630 says, definitely needed. I'm an auto repair tech, and between customers and future employees under 30.
Yeah. It's those millennials.
They cannot shake a hand. Yeah. So many big jobs sold with a great handshake. This is from Johnny.
Yeah. And I tell you, when, you know, let's jump to the receiving end here. I've obviously, in testing this thing, have been on the receiving end of many better handshakes. Boy, they're memorable.
Right.
They're memorable. If that subject looks you straight in the eye and delivers that better handshake to you, there's something so comforting about anywhere from, you know, 20 to 40 PSI of human flesh with metal support squeezing into your hand. Feels good. Mm. Makes you trust a person.
847 says, can I hold a lightsaber with this mechanical hand?
Sure. That's funny. It's not a mechanical hand. It's a mechanical apparatus that sits outside your hand. Right. Sort of becomes a prosthetic addendum. So not so much like Luke Skywalker's mechanical replacement hand. Mm-hmm. You know, it looks similar, but imagine that sitting on the outside of your normal hand.
Right. 630 says, fake it till you make it. That's delusional.
Well, it's worked for a lot of people, and I won't name any presidents. Wink, wink, he'll stay away from politics. But I'm talking, you know, anyway.
630 also says, smells good, but tastes awful. Hmm. I'm not sure what that...
No, we would recommend keeping a better handshake far away from your mouth. So
oh, really?
It wouldn't taste. Well, yeah, oh, you don't. Yeah. I mean, imagine if you put your hand in your mouth and then you.
I have a question. And again, like I said, I do want to get the listeners in.
Sure.
But, I mean, is this the kind of apparatus that the person you're shaking hands with is going to feel?
Oh, yeah, that's the point, too.
But, I mean, they feel the squeeze, but are they going to feel like, are they shaking hands with a metal apparatus? And aren't they going to be distracted by the metal apparatus?
You know what? It's off-putting at first. But it's the type of thing that, you know, I'm guessing if you're someone who shakes hands regularly, you won't be running into one of these for the first time, except for the first time. There's only one first time. So,
yeah, but,
You know, most of what you're touching is human flesh. Okay. And then we put a nice rubberized wrapper around the metal that's matched to your skin tone. We have four different skin tones.
Okay.
And that, when touching, doesn't feel so metal. It feels like rubber covering metal. But you know what? If you feel your fingers now, that's what they feel
feeling
like.
Them right now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rubber covering metal.
I guess they do. They have this sort of like skin covering bone. But,
metal
but,
is a great approximation for bone. So, you know, I'll tell you again, it's new the first time you feel it. But the first time you saw someone on a skateboard, you probably had to do a double take. You don't even blink at it now.
Right. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Mike. Mike, yay or nay on the better handshake?
I got to say nay, because, you know, if this thing malfunctions, it's going to squish both hands, your hand and the other guy's hand, and break every bone in your hand and everything. So you got to at least have some kind of safety valve on there so it doesn't go over to maximum PSI, you know?
Yeah, well, there is a safety valve, but it won't go over the PSI that it's set for. So if you set it to 50 PSI, we guarantee with 99.9999% accuracy, you're going to get a 50 pounds per square inch handshake. You still may break bones, but that's a problem with the setting, not with the device. We do have a release valve for emergencies. You twist it in your shoulder, and it releases the compressed air and relaxes your hand. And that actually, you know, again, we never expect you to have to use that.
Right. Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Let's see. Does it? I've got 630 says, have you considered electronic stimuli on the arm to tighten the muscles manually?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't work the same way. We've done many hours of testing with electronic stimuli, and you get short, spurty. It's a whole different type of handshake. This is a firm, solid, mechanical handshake, and I'm telling you, the first time you feel one, it feels good. Makes you trust a guy.
Okay. 630 makes a point, I think the same point that I was trying to make a little bit earlier. Isn't an off-putting handshake an off-putting handshake regardless? So if you're putting the better handshake on to counter the fact that you have an off-putting handshake and it in itself is off-putting, doesn't that defeat the purpose?
No, I wouldn't call it off-putting. I may have called it off-putting, but I take that back. What I mean is it inspires confidence and trust in both the person delivering the better handshake and the person receiving it.
All right, let's get one more call in before we go to the news. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on the air. Yay or nay on the better handshake?
Yay, better handshake.
All right.
That's great.
Why do you say that?
My father and my grandfather always taught me if you don't come in with a solid handshake, you're not going to show them what kind of man you are.
That's right.
Well, all right. Well, thanks, Jim. Thanks for that.
And, you know, I want to say this isn't just for men. This is for women, too. I think men and women need that confidence to deliver a powerful, firm handshake from between 0 and 50 pounds per square inch.
312-981-7200. People on the line, Wally, we got some texts as well that are coming in here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get the update from Rob and the news, and we'll come back for the second half of the frying pan. Tonight's idea, the better handshake, a way for you to mechanically control the strength of your handshake.
Yeah, the strength and pressure of your handshake.
Firmness of your handshake.
All those things.
Steve Gadlin's in studio, 312-981-7200. Stay with us. All right, coming up, the second half of the frying pan. If you're on the line, stay on the line. We got a lot of texts coming in as well. Steve Gadlin and his newest idea, the better handshake, a mechanical apparatus that you attach to your arm and hand for firmer handshakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
I know. I thought that would be right up your alley, Rob.
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll see. Right now, we ended the segment, the first half, with a yay on the phone saying, this is great. This is what I think he said his father and his grandfather said. A firm handshake is a sign of what kind of man you are. So, you know, there seems to be some legs here. No,
and the thing is, if you can get a consistent handshake.
Right. Well, that,
that's really the key right there.
There might be some questions in that, and we'll find out in the second half. Only because, you know, that there's settings and you have to get it right. We'll get to it.
We will give you a beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan, free of charge.
It's a download here on 720 WGN, and it's time for the frying pan. Steve Gadlin in studio, an inventor here in Chicago, entrepreneur, innovator, Chicago guy who I want to draw catforyou.com. He won on Shark Tank. Now he has a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings his newest ideas to Cuban, he brings them here to the download. To WGN Radio to let us sort of workshop, you know, do a focus group, poke some holes into it.
Well, and to get excited about some
and to get excited
ideas.
About yeah. a new idea. And tonight's idea, the better handshake.
That's right. It is a prosthetic, a mechanical prosthetic that attaches to the outside of your hand, helps you deliver a handshake that is firm and consistent. The same firm, wonderful handshake every single time. There's a knob attached to your shoulder that lets you adjust the pounds per square inch of that handshake between 0 and 50 pounds per square inch. And, you know, millennials these days are flopping at job interviews because they can't deliver that great first impression. The better handshake makes sure you go in there confident and helps you give a firm, predictable handshake.
All right, 312-981-7200. What do we think, Download Nation? Let's start with Wally. Wally, what do you think, yay or nay on the better handshake?
You know, I listen to your show, and I hear this guy, and I just think, where in the world is he coming up with these dumb ideas? But I actually think this one may have some applicability.
Okay, all right.
What I'd like to do is see if it's possible to put it to be able to hook it up instead of your hand to your foot. And dial it up, to about 200 PSI to kick this guy in the butt because these are the stupidest ideas in the world.
Oh, to kick Steve in the butt. That's great.
Kick Steve in the butt, absolutely.
Thanks, Wally. That's good. I like that one.
The ability I've seen for any of these crazy ideas.
You know, the joke would be on Wally. The joke would be on Wally because if you attach this to your foot and turn it up to 200 PSI, you'd crush your own foot and you wouldn't be able to kick me at all. So that's, you know.
I guess that is the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Sorry, Wally.
312-981-7200. I do like Wally's approach on that. That was very creative.
Well, yeah.
All right. 630. And I love this. This is where I feel like Download Nation's really questioning. There's like an existential questioning tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But an altered handshake isn't your handshake. It's fake. So is fake better?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, if we're going to, where do you draw the line then? If you wear high heels to an interview, I'm sorry, that's not your stance. That's not how you walk. That's not your posture. A woman who wears a brassiere, that's not the natural curve of a bosom.
Yeah, no.
You know, a man who wears a hat, oh, I'm sorry, that's not the real shape of your head. So, you know, that to me is silly. If we're going to draw the line there, then you know what? We all have to show up naked to all of our job interviews and just display ourselves as nature intended.
But I, okay, well,
we all take a little help from technology. We brush our teeth in the morning using something, an invention called a toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not natural.
Okay.
That's not your real teeth. That's not your real breath. No, it's been augmented by people like me, by people with forward thinking, people who really shoot for the stars and bring great ideas to life. Without entrepreneurs, there'd be no cars or elevators. Did you know that? Those were both invented by entrepreneurs.
That's an interesting point. 312-981-7200. 847. Does it carry enough voltage to zap a two-handed grabber into oblivion? If so, I'm in. That's Sue from Glenview. She's a big fan of yours.
Yeah, thanks, Sue. This doesn't carry any voltage. This is the type of thing you hand pump before you leave for the day, and that builds up the pressure. So, you know, it's sort of like one of those rockets that you pump, 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 and then you let go and it shoots off into the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pump it up ahead of time. No voltage. It just uses the power of that compressed air to deliver that handshake.
Hmm.
So no no danger of electrocution with this invention.
Okay.
Now with others, there's plenty,
right.
But not this one.
312 says, what if you have to take a whiz when you have the device on?
You could turn the PSI back down to zero, so it will apply.
630 wants to know, does it need oiling?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't need oiling. We have ball bearings built into it to keep all of the joints moving flexibly. So it's not the type of thing you need to break down in oil. Just you need to pump it up every morning, and then once again after lunch if you plan to use it later in the day, and again after dinner if you have any evening handshaking plans. But there's no oiling. And then once a year we ask you to come back into the service station so we can remove the device from your arm and shoulder. And run it through a safety check, and then we reinstall it.
Okay. That may have sparked the lines that just got a lot more people on it because they're interested in some of the, I think there are more questions than answers. Let's go to the line. Let's go to Harold. Harold, yay or nay on the better handshake?
Well, I got a couple questions to ask you, and then I can let you know yay or nay. Two questions. One is, what if you run into another guy? He's out to impress. You're out to impress, and you both got it dialed all the way up. I mean,
no, that's a great question. And here's the genius of this one. If you picture how you do handshakes, you cross your arm over to the other person's hand. So even if you both have it installed, when you give a handshake, because of the way your arm crosses over, you'll only ever have one of them in use at a time.
You both usually shake with the right hand.
Right, but if you both have it on your right hand, and now imagine you're crossing your hand over to his other hand, to the other side, so they can't both be in use at the same time.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Now, my other question, this is from my wife. She asked me to ask, is it possible to make it vibrate? I think she wants to use it instead of an electric toothbrush, I think.
Ah, I see. Well, you know, we don't have vibration built into it, but one of the things we are working on is making sure that pounce, like the air pressure actually moves your hand up and down in a slow handshaking motion. For people who not only have trouble with the firm grip, but who have trouble with the appropriate handshaking motions once that grip is in place.
All right. Well, thank you for that. All right. Let's keep going. Thanks. Let's go to Philip. Philip, what do you think? Yay or nay on the better handshake?
Nay on that idea.
Okay.
Do you remember the old school, like walking the boardwalk carnival thing, the strength tester?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Describe it to him. I forget his name.
Steve.
Steve, yeah.
Steve. Describe that to him and actually put a hand. This will be used at home. Put a hand connection there. Make it a proper handshake. Have it programmed with different handshakes. And when I use it, it will be this sensation of a handshake.
Yeah, but that's not a real hand. That's an entirely mechanical hand. We're talking about a way to supplement and augment the natural hand for a natural handshake.
Okay. Well, there are prosthetics out there to make it feel more of a natural hand.
Yeah, you know, but this isn't a prosthetic. We want to feel flesh on flesh. I want to feel nice, fleshy, soft skin rubbing up against nice, fleshy, soft skin.
Okay, I'm trying to throw you a bone here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get you something to actually sell to this guy.
Well, I think You know, I'm not trying to sell to Justin here. I'm trying to workshop an idea to the American public so that I can confidently take it to Mark Cuban. Yeah, to make a sale there.
I wasn't saying that to sell it to Justin. No. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Because the device isn't actually for sale yet.
Once you get all the feeling and all the things proper.
Yeah.
The thing will light up red, green, or yellow. Mm-hmm. Once you hit green, you have matched that handshake to that handshake.
Right, so I see what I see what you're saying. You want some visual indicator on there, and that's a great idea that I had actually thought of earlier. Something that I just forgot to mention.
Really?
Yeah, but it's as you're shaking hands, when the appropriate pressure is applied, there'll be a light up system, red, green, and yellow, to help show you when that handshake is appropriate. So, that is one of my
ideas. You thought of that?
Yes.
Really?
Earlier.
All right. Thanks, Philip.
Wow. Probably before
did. Yep.
All right, let's go to Brian. Brian, yay or nay on the better handshake?
This would be a nay.
Oh, okay. That's it? I think we're losing him there. Okay. I think he got his point across, though.
It was a fuzzy connection, and it may have been a yay.
Maybe, yeah. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick, yay or nay? Hey, how you doing? Yay or nay on the better handshake?
Okay, I'm not going to go completely nay, but I'm wondering, have you ever considered the possible rehab uses for this instead
rehab
of
uses,
using it to enhance your strength for, handshakes? What about someone who has carpal tunnel syndrome Kerman's tendinitis, any type of nerve injury to the hands? Because it sounds like you're using electric stimuli to... stimulate the muscles and the nerves.
No, there's no electric stimuli. This is purely mechanical. We use a high pressure compression system to help, squeeze your hand together. So, we this is the type of thing, our use case is you're going in, you have a situation where you need to shake a lot of hands, like you're a millennium, fresh out of school, you're going on a lot of job interviews. Mm-hmm. But, of course, as with all great inventions, other people can think of other ways to apply them. I bet you didn't know the Post-it note was originally invented as a wartime bandage.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but people found out it worked good in offices. So, again, that's entirely possible. I don't know too much about carpal tunnel. But I do know, you throw a great invention out there and people are going to find great ways to use it.
All right. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back and we'll wrap up this week's Frying Pan, The Better Handshake. Steve Gadlin in studio. Stay with us.
We will give you a beautiful 7¾-inch fry pan free of charge.
All right. To wrap up the frying pan this week, Steve Gadlin in studio for his April presentation of the frying pan.
Sure.
The better handshake is this week's idea. Real quick, as we finish up here tonight, one last elevator pitch for the better handshake.
Yeah, so the better handshake is a metal prosthetic that attaches to the outside of your hand, up your wrist, and is embedded just below the skin of your shoulder. And it allows you to deliver a firm and predictable handshake by using a PSI dial between 0 and 50 pounds per square inch to deliver an amazing, firm, and consistent handshake so you can make a great first impression.
All right. 312-981-7200. All right, let's keep going here. 630 says, does it override the nerves of the hand? The thumb, index, and middle finger are controlled by one nerve cluster, the ring finger and pinky by another.
We don't get into much nerve stuff. Frankly, that's a little bit over my head. But no, we don't tap into the nervous system. We actually squeeze your hand using a mechanical prosthetic to help you deliver that firm handshake.
Okay.
It's very mechanical.
708, if you could come up with a mechanical device that would make millennials do their laundry, you might have a big winner.
That's great. There is a mechanical device. It's called the washing machine. And then there's a psychological device called nagging. So if you combine those... maybe we will, actually. Let me write this down.
773, is this Bluetooth compatible?
Yeah, it is. I had mentioned this earlier. It is Bluetooth compatible. You can set the PSI using your smartphone. So if someone approaches you to shake your hand, you gauge their size with your eyes. Maybe it's a petite lady. Maybe it's a big, heavy man. You say, pardon me. You pull out your phone, open up our app. adjust the pounds per square inch.
Well, you can do that from the app, yeah.
Yeah, using a slider. You put your phone away, you reach out, and you shake that hand, and you make a killer first impression.
Yeah. 630 puts, this is a good question. Did he say, did you say under the skin of the shoulder?
Yeah, so this is embedded, you know, this is the type of thing you don't want to fall off. So what you do when you purchase one, you know, if there's a question about pricing, this is $600 to purchase the device and $1,500 for installation. And for that installation, we actually put a drill on the top, so it's into part of your shoulder bone to keep this thing very firm. And then we attach the knob, and that protrudes from your skin. So you could turn that knob with your left hand and adjust the PSI. And then the, you know, same thing. We have a similar way to embed the other piece around your hand by drilling into two of your fingers just to maintain support.
All right. 312.
You know, that ahead. Sounds expensive to you. I know that's, I just threw $2,100 in expenses at you, plus $40 a month for the Bluetooth service, and then another $600 every year for a tune-up. But I tell you, those numbers are nothing compared to a job salary. This is the type of thing that pays for itself probably 20 times over with your first job offer.
Hmm. All right. Let's go to 630 and get to some of the more colorful stuff. There's a lot of 847 says next.
Okay.
There's an 847 says no.
Okay.
There's 708 says next. Mm-hmm. So I think they're saying next, like this is not a good idea. 630 says,
or I want to be the next person to test this.
Possibly, thing. Yeah. 630 says the sad part is that he sees nothing wrong.
Well, listen, I see a lot wrong in a lot of other people's ideas. Mm-hmm. But one of the great hallmarks of a great inventor is the confidence in their own ideas to really push them forward. You know, that's how I sold my stick figure catcher and company to billionaire Mark Cuban. And I bring that same confidence to every other good idea that I have, especially
well,
this one.
That this next 847 mentions that, says... this is such a dumb, pointless invention. You should stick to drawing cats.
That's interesting. Now, you know, if Einstein stuck to whatever he did right before he invented relativity, well, then we wouldn't have relativity. So, you know, I've got to keep moving forward onto the next thing.
630 says, so you'll drill into the shoulder, but you'll disregard the nerves.
Yeah, I don't think we have nerves in our shoulder bone. Nerves are like... you know, that's part of your spine and your brain.
Right. Okay. And 847 says, please tell this idiot that it's millennial, not millennium.
Well, I think we're talking about two different things. I'm talking about millenniums, the generation of, you know, arrogant generation of I hesitate to call them kids because they're getting a little older. You know, the gimme generation, millenniums.
Right.
He's talking about the spaceship from Star Trek, the Millennial Falcon.
All right, let's go to George to end the segment. George, yay or nay on the better handshake?
Well, I like a good handshake.
That's great, George.
And like I said before, the bricklayers, you know, they used to lay 1,000 bricks a day. And every one of them that I know had a tremendous handshake. Now, they were... hardworking people, honest people, you know, whatever you want to say. And they were, and I think that goes with it. And I worked hard and I got a good handshake. And whenever I got to make a deal with somebody or, yeah, if they got a good handshake,
yeah,
it's a little bit of a trust. I don't know if it's just in your mind or if it's there.
Right.
It definitely makes you trust a person.
Well, thanks, George. Thank you for that. He makes a good point, and it seems like he doesn't necessarily care about the
well. No, I think we're ending on
surgery
a yay.
And
I
the
think
nerves and and the PSI and all the other things.
No,
and the,
there's
the
a guy
cost
who knows the value of a good handshake.
He's just solely talking about the handshake, the better handshake.
Yes,
Steve Gadlin. I think you know it's not a bad concept. I think that there were a lot of questions right at the end of this segment, especially when you start talking about invasive surgery.
Minorly invasive.
Minorly.
Barely invasive.
But, and the yearly cost. But I think that you had a,
for itself.
I think that, as we just heard from George, the idea of improving upon a handshake is something that society needs. So I think it's a winner in that regard.
That's great. I'll take it.
There you go. Steve Gadlin, great to see you, inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur, the man behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com, and, of course, the weekly segment here, The Frying Pan. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Gadlin.